Next Saturday is the it's a spring break. And last year when we did Rath Yatra at spring break in Daytona, there were a lot of youth, young boys and girls. One time we went doing the kirtan, there were like 150 youth came together, and they all are chanting with us. But we didn't have anything to give it to them. Of course, we had a prasadam at the place, but we didn't have anything to give to them. They were chanting, but there were no cookies, or there were no Simply Wonderful, or no sandwich. So for this Saturday, I have a request to all of you. If you like to prepare something, prepare cookies or prepare Simply Wonderful is very easy to make. We have a bags, we'll provide the bags. And if you don't have financially or difficult, then Rath Yatra will give you money to buy the ingredients. And offer it to the deities, and we can distribute. There are so many youth, and it sounds like the next Saturday, as far as right now, the weather is gonna be good, 78 degree temperature. There is no sign of rain, or it's gonna be nice temperature. So my humble request is that please think about it. It's a big community here. We can distribute 10,000 Simply Wonderful. All these people on the beach. For Gasparilla Parade, there are 500,000 people watching our 50, 60, 70 youth walking for 4.5 miles, chanting and dancing. And we distribute lollipops. But we can distribute 50,000 lollipops to all these people there. So someone wants to sponsor it, please let us know. We will do it next year. Okay, enough. Let me. you are here to hear about Lord Jagannath. So I'm not going to say. Our Jagannath, usually Jagannath gets sick in June, July. Our Jagannath gets sick in March. Usually Jagannath gets sick for 2 weeks. Our Jagannath gonna sick only for 6 days. 5 days. Because Friday will be the Netra opening, and then Saturday is Rath Yatra. Why is that? Because it's Western. Our Jagannath is not give, probably have to give the medicine from Publix, from CVS, pharmacy, to get him better from his fever. So the point is that during the Snan Yatra time, Lord is given the fruits and, so we are requesting this is a time to Mother Yadunandan. She is taking care of these deities for how many years? 19 years she is taking care. She is probably talking with the deities every day. We don't know. So please bring something to her, give it to her so she can take care of the deities. She's taking care of deities every day. And only once a year, the deities are coming here in temple room. So please consider it. Bring some fruits, flowers, whatever you can to her, and she will offer to the Lord. Okay? Jai Radha Madhava कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Deja. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Da Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parvrijagacharya Stotas Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parvrijagacharya Stotar Says Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswari Thakur Maharaj Ki. Anand Koti Vaishnavrind Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Sigau Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrind Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutalai Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Shri Vishakavitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Dei Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavne Bhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padare Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Pashrata Desitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 First of all, thank you to temple management for allowing me, giving the opportunity to serve all of you. And I'm begging for the blessings and the mercy of all of you so we can continue this service. We're getting old. Time is coming. And I'm sure youth will have to take up this. The theatras for the future, you all are trained up here, so I'm sure it's going to go on. We have full confidence in it. So I was least to thank everybody, but I think I will do it later because I have only 6 o'clock Abhishek is going to start. So I have only 30 minutes to talk. But at the end I will thank, there is whole list I have to thank. Because as I said, it's not a one man show. We are just an instrument. Srila Prabhupada is the main. We are instrument of Srila Prabhupada, and we are some other appointed as an instrument to serve Lord Jagannath. How many years? 20? More than 20 years, huh? Yeah. 23 years. We're going on. Okay, so I'm going to talk about first who is Lord Jagannath. Then we're going to talk about the form of the Lord Jagannath. And then if there is a time, we'll talk about the, of course, why Snanyatra? What is Snanyatra means? And then last, if there is a time, then we'll talk Navakalevaram, how the Jagannath Puri, how the Lord is, they have the new deities. If there is time, we will talk about it. And how the wood which they use, there are special markings. And if there is a time, if not, then we'll talk about it at Daytona Beach Rath Yatra. So you have to come there. Okay? This is my marketing. So Lord incarnates in different yugas. In Sati Yuga, Lord appeared as Badri Narayan. In Treta Yuga, Lord appeared as Lord Ramchandra. In Dwapar Yuga, Lord appeared as Lord Krishna. But this in age of Kali, according to scripture, Lord doesn't incarnate in his human form. There is no Lila Avatar in this age. That's why he's called Tri Yuga. Because he only appeared in three yugas. So Lord appeared in the human form as Lord Gauranga. But Lord Gauranga appeared not as a god. Of course, he is God, he is Supreme Personality of God. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Yanya. But he has come as a devotee. And that's why Lord Gauranga is called Channa Avatar. And of course, Antaha Krishna Bahir Gauranga. Inside he is Lord Krishna, externally he is Lord Gauranga. See? So, here it's mentioned that, of course, he is disguised as a devotee. So, in Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of God as God. So what happens? He appears in the human form, appears as a Daru Brahman. Wooden deity. This is the wooden deity form. And thus Jagannath is the supreme Brahman. He is the supreme person of Godhead in his Daru Brahman form. Now, you know, the Daru Brahman form of Lord Krishna, this is for the Lord Krishna. Lord Jagannath is none other than Krishna. He is Krishna, he is Gauranga. He is Krishna, he is Gauranga. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, when he came, as first time when he came to Jagannath temple, he entered Jagannath temple, and he wanted to embrace Lord Jagannath. Why? Because he was not seeing Lord Jagannath, he was seeing Shyam Sundar. And of course, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani, so wanted to embrace, because he was seeing Shyam Sundar sitting on the altar in Jagannath temple. See? So, of course, Lord Jagannath literally means that he is the Jagannatha. Nath is the Lord, and Jagan means the universe. He is the Lord of the universe. That's why Lord of the universe here comes out. We know that the Lord, there is usually main deities in the temple, and there is Utsava deities. Right? And usually when there is a procession or something, they bring the Utsava deity out for the procession. But here, Lord Jagannath is so kind that he comes out himself from the temple. And he wants to give a darshan of everybody, darshan to everybody. See? Another thing is that this Lord doesn't go to sleep. How can he go to sleep? He has no eyelids. He has no eyelids. How can he go to sleep? He doesn't go to sleep. When the Indradhumna king, Indradhumna was asked, Lord Jagannath, Lord asked him, ask for three boons. And one of the boons, King Indradhumna said to Lord Jagannath, that you can go to sleep only for 3 hours. And there was Jagannath temple is open until 12 midnight and closes at 12 midnight and opens at 3 or 4 in the morning. But during that 3 hours also, Lord doesn't sleep. He has no eyelids. So at that time, demigods and everybody comes and he keep talk. This Lord, what he does, you know that? He talks, eat, that's what he does. Talk it. That's what he does, this Lord. That's why this Lord is, you do the offering to him, he washes his hands and another offering comes. He washes his hand, another offering comes. Washes another offering comes. This is what this Lord does. Talk and eat. So when it's because he is so merciful, so he comes out. And do you see he has two hands like this? What does that mean? He wants to embrace you. He wants to embrace his devotees. He's so magnanimous. He wants to embrace his devotees. That's why during the Rath Yatra time, usually it happened, it was happening before, that the man is on the cart, you can go and embrace him. Anybody can go and embrace him. But of course, nowadays, paisa. Money. See? Second thing is this Lord, if you check, I was going to talk something, but why did I come to you? You see, we have in our eyes a red mark in the, if you look at it, if you tune it. And from the red mark, when the happiness tears falls, when we are happy, tears falls. Look at the Lord Jagannath. He has a red mark all around his eyes. Can you see it? That means he wants to, so merciful, he wants to see you. He wants to embrace you, his devotees. So if you come to Daytona Beach Rath Yatra, we'll allow you to embrace him. Okay? So please come, you know, embrace the Lord. See, this is the Lord most merciful. So two things Lord can, just by having the darshan of this Taru Brahman form, and just by taking his Mahaprasadam, you are going home back to Godhead. It says, the scripture says that. See, this is the most merciful Lord Jagannath. The transcendental, here it mentioned, this is from the Skanda Purana, Vaishnav Khanda, Purushottam Kshetra Mahatmya 28-39. It says that the word Daru is inherent nature in two ways. They deriving the word Daru, verbal root is du, means to cut. Means that Lord Jagannath cuts down all the sufferings of his devotees. That's one. And deriving it from verbal root da, means to give, means he bestows unlimited transcendental bliss upon everyone. This is from the Skanda Purana. Now the form of the Lord, this is important. Because this, do you see he has a hands and legs? Do you see his legs? He has no legs. Right? He has no legs, no feet. And hands are also, look at their hands. Lord, look at Lord Jagannath Baldev. And Subhadra has no hands. Right? So, so this is described that the King Indradumna, which is the, you know, past, previous, he pounded three logs of wood in the ocean. And Krishna came personally as Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma is the architect of demigods. He came and he said that this, don't think these logs which you found are ordinary. He's Vishwakarma. And he said, Vishwakarma, and he said he will carve the deities from these logs. And he said, but you have to give me 21 days. So King Indradumna agreed with that. Say, okay, 21 days. But he said, you don't disturb me. During 21 days, you don't open the door. I will just carve the deities and then I will go. Of course, 2 weeks passed and then, but there was no sound of anything. When you carve the deities, some sound is, there was no sound. So there was no sound, so what happened that the King Indradumna's wife, Mother Queen Gundicha, she said, this old man, Vishwakarma had come as an old man. So Gundicha is thinking that this architect is probably, he's probably dead. We don't hear, he's not eating, he's not drinking, nothing. He must be dead. 2 weeks. So King Indradumna was not want to do anything, say he wanted to follow. But then, you know, wife sometimes she forces you and you have to accept it. Otherwise there will be no prasadam, right? So King Indradumna, but he did it. He opened the door and no Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma is already gone. But the deities, they found the deity in this form. So some people thought it is incomplete. It's not completed. But the Lord told him, no, this is what the form is. This is the Mahaprakash. And we will talk about that, you know. It is called the Mahabhava Prakash form. So what happened is that it is mentioned that Lord Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. He performed Vrindavan pastimes. Vrindavan pastimes are so sweet. Because in Vrindavan pastime there is a relationship with the Lord. There is no Aishwarya. There is a beauty about it. So sweet pastimes with the Lord. Lord Krishna and his devotees, Brajvasis. And Krishna was relishing those because there was a Lord wants us. Lord wants his devotees. Lord wants connection. He wants us to connect with him. We don't want to do it. That's the problem. Lord has created this material world for what? For us to purify and follow his instruction and go back home, back to God. That's what Lord wants to do. Utilize everything in service of the Lord. So anyhow, this after that, you know, Akrura came and Akrura took Krishna to Mathura because Kamsa wanted to kill them. Of course, he killed Kamsa, right? And then, of course, he went to Dwarka. And in Dwarka, he had 16,100 wives. He was Aishwarya, he was a king. But still, while he was in Dwarka, he could not forget his pastimes in Vrindavan. Even though all the queens were serving him very carefully, all the queens, but he could not forget his Vrindavan pastimes. And we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given this highest Madhurya Bhav. Up to Madhurya Bhav, Srila Prabhupada has given us. We are very fortunate. So stick to his instructions. Keep holding on to his dhoti. Srila Prabhupada dhoti, keep holding on to it. Means follow his instructions. He will take us home back. He will take us home back home back to Godhead. Guaranteed. See. So while he was in Dwarka, he was at night he would call Radhe, 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 Gopi, 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 Gopi. He would call on Queen Sarvanir, what's happening with him? We are serving him nicely, everything. And he's calling out Radha Gopi. So who is this? Who Radha Gopi? So they wanted to know about these pastimes of Vrindavan pastimes. All the queens of Dwarka, they wanted to know what is the Vrindavan pastimes. Huh? But whom they can ask? Because the Devaki and Vasudev, they were in Mathura. They didn't go to Vrindavan. So they found Rohini, Mother Rohini. Mother Rohini was with Krishna's childhood pastimes, which were in Vrindavan. She was there. So all the queens requested Mother Rohini, please tell us. We want to relish these pastimes of Vrindavan. So Rohini agreed, but Rohini said one condition. The condition is there, when I talk about the pastime, Krishna and Balaram should not be here. Because if Krishna and Balaram will be here, they will completely, will be in trouble. Because he will so absorbed hearing themselves, the pastimes. So they should not be here. So while the Krishna and Balaram, they were in, they had gone to the, their Sabha Mandap, what is it called? The Sudharma Hall. Krishna and Balaram, they were in Sudharma Hall because they were there. That's where they have the meetings and all that. So while they were there, they had the Subhadra as a guard at the door. And Subhadra would stay at the guard and say, you have to guard it. And all the queens, they were in the room, and the Mother Rohini's relishing, she's talking all these pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. But Krishna, being the Supreme Person of Godhead, he came from, even he's in Sudharma Hall with everybody. He's thinking that something is going on, I have to go. So these queens were so absorbed in hearing these pastimes that they lost their external consciousness. Not just that, but Subhadra, who was standing as a guard, she also lost her external consciousness. She lost external consciousness, and she has, and the Krishna and Balaram coming, she didn't even notice that Krishna and Balaram is coming, because she's so absorbed. Subhadra, she's supposed to be guard, but she's so absorbed in hearing this pastime, and see, Krishna and Balaram, they are listening from outside, all the pastime. So what happened? When there is a, it is called that symptoms of Mahabhavis, trembling, tears of joy, then fainting, loss of self-consciousness. These are the symptoms of the Mahabhava. Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriyanat Nivritischa Ruchi Dishtha Bhava. And then Bhava is Mahabhava. Then Prema. See. So they were so in Mahabhava that their body, their hands and the legs inside the body, just like they given the example of a tortoise. He pulls the hands and legs inside. So Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, all they had their hands and legs inside their body because they were in Mahabhava Prakash. So Narad Muni came. And Narad Muni saw this form of Lord Jagannath, Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra in that form. He saw that all three of them, they are not in external consciousness. Their legs and hands are inside like a tortoise. And Narad Muni, as soon as Narad Muni came, you know Narad Muni. So he's laughing. So then Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra come to their original form. And Narad Muni says, I saw that your form, Mahaprakash Bhav, Mahaprakash Bhav, I saw that form. I want that form. And I want that form because I want to have others to have a darshan of that form. So then Krishna Balaram said, okay, I will show you this form. You will have that form in the Kuru, in the Puri Kshetra Dham. You will have that form. So this is the form of the Mahaprakash, Mahabhav Prakash form. That is the Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani. See? Now we're going to talk about the Snan Yatra. Why Snan Yatra? So it is mentioned that this is actually Lord Jagannath had told. Originally, Lord Jagannath had told to King Indradyumna to have the well, golden well, near the banyan tree, next to the temple. And you take the water from there and you bathe me. And call Lord Brahma to bathe. So Lord Brahma had bathed Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra at that time. See? And of course that pratha is going on. So usually Snan Yatra is very hot in June, July. Very hot. Of course our Lord Jagannath our Lord Jagannath has a Snan Yatra in month of March. Because the daytime is 75 degree temperature, we have to put the AC on, and night time is 40 degree temperature, we have to put heat on, right? So our Lord gets sick, of course, because he's human being, he's transcendental, so he also gets sick, right? There Jagannath gets sick only for 15 days. Here our Jagannath is going to get sick only for 5 days. Today we will be doing bathing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's it. Friday will be the eyes opening, and Saturday is Rath Yatra. That's our Lord Jagannath. So this is the form that Snan Yatra is happens once a year. Now, according to the Skanda Purana, that this Lord Jagannath appearance day, this is the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. Snanyatra means appearance day of Lord Jagannath. See? Like Krishna appeared, Krishna appears in the month of Bhadra, right? At midnight, right? So it is said that the Jyeshtha Purnima is Jagannath's appearance day. It means that this is the day when Krishna appeared in his form with a large, dilated eyes, a round face, and hands and legs withdrawn into his body. This is the feature known as Mahabhava Prakash. And of course, after the bathing, they usually bathe with 108 golden pots in Jagannath Puri. And of course, we all will be bathing today to Lord Jagannath. All will be bathing. Not just temple pujaris, everybody. Okay. Right. And of course, because he is bathing, you're going to bathe, so he will get sick. And this is mentioned in this, these fewer pastimes are mentioned in Narad Purana. You see. And because he says that bathing in a cool water during the high heat, Snanetra, then stand outside in the cool evening air, they say that he catches fever and becomes sick. And of course, during that for 15 days known as Anuvasara. And beauty about this is that this is during this time, during when he is sick, during the whole year, special brahmanas serve the Lord Jagannath in the temple. But during these 15 days when he's sick, who comes to serve is called the Sabras, who are lower than the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. Even here, lower caste, lower than that. And Lord Jagannath have them serve during those 15 days. That's this merciful Lord Jagannath. Actually, we are having this Gasparilla parade, at the end of January every year in Tampa. And actually, they don't allow religious organization to be in the parade. They don't allow. Our devotees had approached them. They said, no, religious organization not allowed. But we wanted to enter. Lord Jagannath can do anything. That's what I saw. That's what I experienced. So I thought, how am I going to get the permission? So we applied, as I said, look, this is a pirates parade, right? And pirates are coming from the East India. Pirates from East India. So I said, look, we are representing your culture here. We are representing culture, and please allow us, And somehow they approved the application. This was for how many years ago? 8 or 10 years ago, I think. And then they allowed us. But a beauty about our participation is there are around 115 floats. We are the only one, 75 to 80 youths dressed up. All the our girls, ask our Kamala Manjari, ask her. She's our, she and Gangi and Banumati and all of Russian. They all are dressed up nicely, have garlands, have the gopi darts, and they are in the front in the rows dancing. In the back is we have all the youth. They are also having the harinam chadar and the garlands, and they are chanting and dancing for 4.5 miles. and 600,000 to 700,000 people, spectators, they love us. And we are the only one walking 4.5 miles and dancing and chanting. Give some hands to this youth here. I mean, it's a mass preaching. So I have built a relationship with them, with the main organizer. I had him come to my home and have a lunch with his wife. Now they know that we are Hare Krishnas. But the point is that they know that we are the only one who are like this way, walking for 4.5 miles, 75, 80 youth. Nobody walks. There are 115 floats. Nobody walks. And all the spectators are, they wanna what do you call, give me five, whatever you call it. Right? They all are so excited, and they chant Hare Krishna with us. Am I right? Ask him. He's there all the time. He really inspires everybody. So my point is, you all youth will continue it. That's the point. Continue it. Don't stop it. We have difficult to get even 75 youth. There is 300 youth here. And we have difficult to get 75 youth. This is the third parade in United States. Third parade. Famous. First parade is in New York during the Thanksgiving. Second parade is in California, and we are the third one here, the third one. Now, if you all do it nicely, then we want to go to where we want to go? New York. We want to take part in that parade there. We want to go there. We want to do it. But with all of you, pray to Lord Jagannath, blessings, mercy, it's possible. Lord Jagannath can do anything. He can do anything. And that parade is broadcast all over the United States on the NBC and all the CNN and all the news. Do you all want to go there? Look, nobody's saying yes here. Only a few of them saying yes here. Huh? We will arrange everything. Krishna will arrange. But we want to take all the youth there to New York in that parade. My time is getting over. Anyhow, I have to talk more about Ramana. But before I stop, I have to stop at 6 o'clock. Before I stop here, first I'd like to thank, of course, Dharmaraj, Mother Radha Kund, Nitai Pran and his family. They are the chariot drivers. They are taking care of the chariot for last 20 years. They are very regular. They are very on time. You know, he takes care of the cart, maintenance, everything he's taking care. We don't micromanage. We macromanage. His department, chariot, to take care of it. Then we have, of course, Govinda Prabhu and his family, and of course, Mother Yadunanda, they bring the deities there. They bring the deities. Mother Jarati and Mother Kirtan, they cook prasadam. Every year, all Rathiyatras, they cook. Mother Krishna Priya, she does the prasadam distribution. She's in charge. If you like to help, please help to prasad distribution there. We have free prasadam is distributed on the beach. Please come and help. Abhayananda Prabhu, he's always bringing the prasadam from the temple. That's his service. Mother Nartak Gopal Mataji, she takes care of public relation. To before the Rathiyatra, she sends all the information to all the newspapers. That's what she does for last 15, 16 years. Mother Leela Shakti, she takes care of the Facebook and other services. Mother Tish, she also helps us for liaison. She just came in this community, she helps us. Mother Ekadasi Vrat, she is on our information booth. She is there all the time at information booth. And of course, temple sets up the tent with a book for the book distribution. Also, Narottam, our Narottam, who is the son of Keshava Prabhu and Mother Nitai Priya, him and the Riki and all the young boys, they help to set up the tents and everything. Then, of course, Jai Shri Krishna and Vishnu Mohan, he helps me. He always, anything need to be done, I depend on them. Mother Raghunandini and Govinda Prabhu, they take care of the website and posters. And of course, all the youth participation is the main, because they really do the fired up kirtan. And all the beach goer, they all participate in the chanting and dancing. All the Russian Matajis, Russian Ukraine, all the devotees, they take part. Excuse me. Madhusudan Prabhu and Banumati, they also take care of the sound system. And Tejaswini and her husband take care of the website, and there are so many other people. So we are just an instrument, and we are doing, this is Srila Prabhupada project, so we are doing it. So I'm begging for the blessings and mercy of all of you, so we can continue serving, and please take part in this. We need the devotees on the stage to perform dramas, dance. Of course, for dance we have all the young girls, they are always ready, but we want to put the nice performance. First, this year, I have another 1 minute. This year we for Jacksonville Rath Yatra, we will have 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And Friday is going to be yoga there. Yoga session by MC Yogi. MC Yogi is a famous person in United States. He is going to do yoga. And then after the yoga, followed by the soul light. What is it called? Soul light festival. By MC Yogi, by Mayapuris, and by Vishwambar Seth. So there will be gone from 7 to 10, Friday night. So if you want to take a part, if you want to book the hotel to stay, please let us know. We have Indian who has a motel there, and he is giving at a cheaper price to book if you want to stay. And of course, Saturday is Rath Yatra. So 2 days program. Okay? Any questions, anything? Again, if some devotees there are many youth is helping. And if I've forgotten any names, please forgive me. But thanks to all of you for participation. As I'm saying again, without the cooperation of all of you, we cannot do anything. This is a cooperative effort to do. And if we are doing our best, whatever we can, but if you have any suggestions, sky is the limit. There is so much improvement can be made. We know that. But if you have some suggestion, practical suggestion, which is please let us know, we'll try to fulfill the desires. Okay? My time is over, I think. The Abhishek is going to start. Any questions? Just one or two questions. Anything? Anyone has questions? Anything? Yes, Prabhu.
Bhadra Prabhu, thank you for the great class. Just real quick, does Jagannath, what is the connection between Jagannath and water? Does the word Jaga mean like an expansive water?
Water. Jagannath means, Jagan means the universe, and Nath means the Lord of the universe. Jagannath means Lord of the universe. Lord of the universe is, that's why we are having darshan here.
So is there any connection with Jagannath and water, or the beach, the ocean?
No, it is Jagannath Puri is on the bank of the ocean. We are also going on the ocean, right? That's why we have Rath Yatras on Jacksonville Beach and Daytona Beach.
Thank you.
Okay? Any other question? Are we ready or I have time? Okay. Thank you. Yes, Mataji.
The logs that Lord Jagannath originally came from were in the ocean. They found them in the ocean.
At that time, they came from the ocean. Yeah. But, I mean, I want to talk about it, but there is no time. Yeah. I have a hole here mentioned how they are carving.
He was just saying that what's the connection with the ocean?
I see. But actually, there is a whole, when they carve the new deities, there are very specific, I just tell you one thing here, let me... The tree which Lord Jagannath deity carved has the following requirements. This is following requirements. The color of the tree has to be black or dark red. The trunk has to be straight and beautiful. The trunk has to be between 7 or 12 hands length. There should be 4 branches coming out of the trunk. The tree has to have either located on the bank of the river or pond, at the junction of 3 roads, or surrounded by 3 mountains. And it says, next to the tree there must be ant hole or a snake living in the snake hole, guarding the tree. And on the trunk there should be mark of Lord's weapons, such as sankh or chakra. So these are the few of the signs. When they find, they take it on 65 days when they have a new color. And it is said that when this new color, Navakalavaram happens, when there are 2 full moons in the same month, and also not just 2 full moons at the same time, the Purushottam month, if they fall the same time, then they have this new Kalevaram, new Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Maharani are carved. See, so it doesn't happen every year. I was talking with our expert, Dhruv Maharaj Prabhu. He lived in Jagannathpuri. He has written the book about Lord Jagannath. So I was asking, he said that next time is going to be like after many couple of years, this Navakalavaram will happen, not right away. And there is the same markings for the, they have mentioned about the Lord Balaram. It must be white in color, tree. And the tree has to have 7 branches. Top portion must be like an umbrella, like a hood of a serpent. This is a tree they look for. And mark of a gada, the club and the plow, has to be there, and they find that tree and they carve the deities from there. And of course the Subhadra is mentioned here. It must be yellow in color and with 5 branches extending from the trunk. Trunk must be marked with a lotus flower with 5 petals. And this is the way they find the tree, then they cut it and they have the new Kalevaram. Okay? Ready? Thank you again for allowing us the opportunity to serve all of you. And again, please participate. And if you all want to prepare some Simply Wonderful or cookies, please let us know. Someone can be in charge of it. And we will provide you the small bags. We put in ball bags and we can distribute. 5,000, 6,000 cookies easily we can distribute. This is Rath Yatras. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you.